Welcome to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Yesterday, a man with a 12-inch knife stabbed a police officer at the Flint airport. He allegedly shouted out in Arabic, "God is great." The FBI says it's investigating the attack as an act of terror. The police officer, bleeding from the neck, fought with his attacker until other officers could restrain him. The officer, Lieutenant Jeff Neville, was treated and he will survive. The man arrested is 50-year-old Amor Fatui. He's from Canada. To learn more about the alleged attacker, we're joined by Steve Rukavina. He's a reporter at the CBC in Montreal. So, Steve, what can you tell us?
We know that he lives in a neighborhood in Montreal that's sometimes referred to as Little Maghreb. So there are a lot of mosques. There are a lot of North African immigrants that live in those neighborhoods. He lives in an apartment with his wife and three children. We know at this hour there are Royal Canadian Mounted Police and Montreal Police at that apartment, but they say they're just there to assist the FBI, which is leading this investigation. They haven't even told us yet if they've searched inside the apartment. And it's also not clear where Amor Fatui's wife and his three children are right now. We've spoken to his landlord and neighbors, and they basically say, as far as they knew, he was a quiet family man, that they're surprised that he would be accused of something like this. And we also obtained a copy of his resume, so we're learning a little bit more about his work background. He had worked in the past as a security guard. Last year, he obtained his license as a commercial truck driver, but it wasn't clear if he had worked doing that yet or not. His resume also says that he had something called a FAST card, which allows truck drivers, they can apply for that. And on both sides of the border, they can go through expedited lanes to get across more quickly. To get one of those cards, you do have to go through a rigorous background check, and you're not supposed to have a criminal record. We've run his name. He doesn't have a criminal record in Canada, as far as we know. We also have some information from the court appearance that he made yesterday. And apparently at that court appearance, he said he understands English, but mostly speaks French. So there was a bit of comprehension problem there. He says he was born in Tunisia, has double Tunisian-Canadian citizenship, that he came to Canada 10 years ago. And he also said in that he did say that he works as a truck driver, but that he hadn't worked for 2 weeks. So it looks like he didn't use that FAST card or use a truck to cross the border, although we don't know that for sure. But I think we could surmise that if he's not working.
So you've talked to his landlord, you've talked to his neighbors. Nobody saw any kind of indication that he was very angry at the U.S. and wanted to lash out.
None whatsoever. We check social media as well. He has almost no social media profile. He is on Facebook, but I had three posts like 2 years ago and nothing to suggest any kind of radicalism. We know the FBI said yesterday they don't have a sense that he is connected to any known terrorist group or anything. We have seen in Canada before, in Quebec, these kind of quote-unquote lone wolf attackers. There was a guy in a town about an hour from Montreal, Saint-Jean-sur-Richelieu, who a couple of years ago ran over with his car two soldiers and killed one of them. And he was just somebody who had, from Quebec, born in Quebec, who had converted to Islam. There was evidence that he had looked at jihadist websites and stuff, but basically he didn't have any connection with any terrorist group. We've seen other cases like that here as well in Quebec and in Montreal.
That is Steve Rukavina. He's a reporter for the CBC in Montreal. Steve, thanks for taking the time.
Thank you, Lester.